Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, today is Friday, and we're here at Blog Talk Radio for the Hope Collection with Captain Len Kane. And it's my second time ever running the studio, so I would say that I'm here winging it, and I'm so glad to have anybody here who might be listening. So if you'd like to call in and say hello, I would love that. And what that phone number is, so if you're out there listening, you can reach us at the Blog Talk Radio today at area code 714-816-4686. Again, the phone number to be able to call in today is 714-816-4686. And I would like to start our time off this morning, not this morning, it's actually noon here on the East Coast, and let y'all know that we should say an extra prayer for Mr. Len Kane. He was detained earlier, and he was hoping to be able to make it on. He said he would be calling in from afar, and he might be on the run from one location to another. So I honestly can say that the information I have for us here today is that we are talking about the Hope Collection with Captain Len Kane when he arrives, and what he's going to tell us about is about making a difference in the world, making the world a better place through the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. My name is Barbara Riley, and I'm going to just wing it here for a little while. Again, if you want to call in, please do so. I was expecting a friend, Linda, to be here with me today also. So, Linda, if you want to call in, it's area code 714-816-4686. All right, so my name is Barbara Riley, and I am involved with the Hope Collection because I am involved with the attainable housing, or one of the pillars in the Hope Collection, which is housing. And I usually talk on Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio about tiny homes, attainable homes, and these folks here call me the tiny house queen. I'm sure I'm not the tiny house queen, but I am the Hope Collection's tiny house queen. And so that's what I talk about, is trying to help individuals with getting into an attainable home, and that's a home that they can afford, that's the right size, in the right place, at the right price. And we're able to help veterans, returning veterans, first responders, and all the world we can help. We have a special affinity, though, for veterans. And in fact, Captain Len Kane is a veteran. And he is friends with our founder, Joel Griffin, who passed away in June. And all of us with the Hope Collection are carrying on to help to see Joel's vision come to fruition. And we are already in fruition, and we will just continue to carry that on to even bigger and better and greater things that Joel had shared with us. And we are now on that mission to help carry out. And the Hope Collection is about helping other people every day, helping other people help other people to help other people. And so we've put together an amazing amount of resources available for anyone that would like to receive that information. And they are in 8 key areas, or 8 pillars, that I would say. And I want to get my notes so that I don't mess up, or not really mess up, but, you know, don't want to leave anything out. And anyway, so there are many ways that we can help others. And my gift to the Hope Collection is that I have the experience in helping with the tiny homes. I could sit here and wing it for a long time, but I don't even know what I could be winging else. I could be winging it on, other than I'll share one of the visions that I, one of the last things that Joel shared with me was his desire to build a hope village. And I feel like he was working that way for many, many years. And when I met Joel back in 2017, he said that, oh my goodness, tiny homes would be perfect for our ability to be able to help veterans, first responders, and to help them to have a place that's affordable or attainable where they can live in community with others, and to be able to have services available to them, whether it was training, to learn how to do other things, how to become an online medical transcriber, how to do medical coding and the billing and the Medicare and those kinds of things, or to learn to become an engineer or a certified massage therapist, and to be able to take an individual, have them in their own home, have the ability to have at their fingertips all of these capabilities, whether it's training, whether it was shopping, and to be able to show those folks how that they might grow their life and legacy, and to be empowered to be able to do that. And I see we have someone calling in, so I can't wait to let them on. All right. I have someone visiting me. Who is this calling in today?
Barbara, you have
area
code.
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, Barb, this is Ryan Clayton, and I want to, again, thank you so much for stepping in today. I was invited to be a keynote speaker at a radio station marketing program for all their customers, and it's a woman-owned, black woman-owned. It's one of the few in the country that own, black woman, a single lady that owns a radio station, broadcasting company. And since 2014, she's run this organization. It's in a very unique marketing segment in the city, in the area, and it's in downtown Buffalo. And it's in a historic district. It's right down the street from the, right next to the Color Museum, where every black musician that ever wanted to get a union card so it could play in all the different various places that you have to have a union card to play in music. Yeah, everybody has to. They had to come to Buffalo to go to the, that's where the, you get certified to get your license. And that's right next door to the radio station. And across the street from that is the Underground Railway, where the end of it, where when Harriet Tubman was working to bring up slaves from the South to escape slavery to go to Canada, right across the street from the Colored Musicians Club and the radio station is the museum, the church and the museum. Then that's a, so it's in the historic district, and it's all part of what's making Buffalo and bringing Buffalo back to it's a historic prominent. I was there to
that's
help
awesome.
Demonstrate.
So you were.
And I got to introduce what hope is all about and how we're affecting communities, from housing to health, wellness, water, energy, arts and craft, arts, education, housing, faith, and family. And so it went incredibly well, and I was very proud to be the representative to do that. And so I wanted to get on the show. I know Len called me, but I was speaking when I had my phone in front of me on the dais, and Len called. So I don't know. Has Len called in yet?
No, he has not.
Okay.
So I was just riffing here, just winging it.
Okay. Well, thank you. You're such a pro. He still may call. He just might be in transport, or it could be, you know, he could be getting a new MRI or something right now as we speak. But when he found out that he was going to be hosted by a couple lovely young ladies, Lina's quite the ladies' man. So when I told him that was going to happen, he said, I'm going to find Hector or high water. I'm going to find a way to get on that show.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned he might be detained, though, and he wasn't too sure. He wasn't in control of the schedule today so much. So
yeah,
I just figured that if he...
Yeah, the good news is whatever he went in the hospital for, they discovered what it was, and they fixed it yesterday. So they're still working on him, I guess.
Thank God.
That's why he didn't go home. But, you know, it's so wonderful that we have this radio show. And I'm expecting within the next 6 months, because of the expansion of the membership of people that are going to become Hope, they'll either be Hope agents or just members of the club, you know, joining our mission. I expect
right.
us to have hundreds and hundreds of people calling in nationwide. And I say that not just because I'm optimistic. I am. But we've got a marketing program that's going to kick that is going to be nationwide, and it's going to be reaching people. And this is just
right.
such a neat opportunity.
It is. You have the ability to do all kinds of things. You could do teaching and training. You know, we're so visual, but you certainly. And then just the discussion. I love the interaction. I wish our microphones weren't so sensitive all the time. But this is such a great format.
Well, I apologize because I am driving, so you might be picking up background noise because of me. I apologize. But I want to get on the show.
You're
fine. I knew you were on, so I thought, well, wait a minute. I want to get on, too.
Yeah, that was neat. So I was talking about one of the last things that Joel shared with me was, I remember he was walking me out to the car. I had visited with he and Artis at their place, and we were walking out, and he says, I'm going to build that Hope Village. I'm going to build it. And I said, I know you are. I know we are. And I know that was so important and on his heart and mind. And I was just explaining, how we might be able to help a veteran or an individual. And I got a little off on how we might help an individual. And I want to explain a little bit more maybe about what I feel he shared was his vision for an actual village. What that village might look like and how it might work.
Well,
I'm keeping my eye though on the the dashboard here to make sure that I don't miss Len if he calls in.
Len's code is 619.
Okay, great. I'll write that down. And, of course, we don't have to do this right here at this location, but I thought it might be interesting because the way that I believe that he had envisioned it is those, let's say, veterans, first responders, and all their extended family would a village, a Hope Village, would include those types of folks, anybody that wanted to live small, tiny, and within their means or in an attainable housing. And to have many of these homes, very nice neighborhood-like, being able to be around folks that you have a similar and affinity with, folks that where there would be, you know, you'd have your own drive, your own parking spot, you know, you'd have your own home, just like a regular neighborhood. You'd have streets and lights and walkways and the ability, though, to be able to have permaculture. Or gardening, and to be able to have your own food and crop fields and resources, not like fields and fields of it, but maybe a 4 or 5 foot by 5 foot square foot garden, maybe areas to grow, but to have fire pits and areas where you could cook out and grill together, and to have places where you'd have common amenities, maybe exercise, a meeting room or a clubhouse with a pool and facilities. And so he had a grand vision of it. And, oh, gosh, I've got to remember his friend that had the most beautiful drawings of tiny home communities that weren't just residential, but they were actually infused with commercial and smaller businesses and became their own little city. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous what she had drawn and what they were discussing. But the idea
you just described, the vision that, and again, Joel shared that with us and me and others. And, we've got a plan, and it's in the city of Buffalo. It's an area, and by the way, tiny homes are past all the codes for building in the city. Now, here's a really, really renewed advantage that I don't think anybody has recognized yet. In the cities, older cities, most of the lots are what they call long, narrow. Now, if you've got a plot of land that have previously had houses on it, and now they're just empty lots, you got the water and the sewer and the electric is all there, and the streets are in, and all that fundamental stuff. Well, you can take and put two end-to-end tiny homes together, and you've got a full-fledged 1,500 square foot, that house in the suburbs is going to run you about $250,000. Cost you that for the one we have. And it can be customized to each individual's needs. But we don't have to redesign the property and have all that gobbledygook bureaucracy stuff with the clerks and the outlines of property lines and all that stuff. You don't have to worry about redoing the utilities. You can walk into a city and create a community. And we call ours in Buffalo Taylor-Made Village, named after dedicated to Van Taylor, who is worked for the DOD, Department of Defense, and actually worked for General Colin Powell personally for 30 years. And right now, he's not with us. Colin Powell died, but Van is in Washington, D.C., planning out Colin Powell's funeral. And Van runs a Veterans Day parade, and we got a whole program going on for that. That's televised. So he's got working on that. That's still going forward, but we're going there. But Van is doing that. And Van's family, his mom, he actually owns the home of his mom and dad and that he was born in. And it's not in the best of condition. And there's 350 lots. And there's 45 houses in the community, 350 tiny homes, and have a community center and have those businesses like you said, and we're going to be reactivating that here as working with Chuck Vollmer and with the financing for the houses through Jominomics. That project is now off the snide. So,
well,
I so appreciate it.
We are ready to go with that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well. We'll be talking some more about that. Barb, Linda has got scheduled to have some dental surgery this afternoon. I've got to get her there. So I came out, I finished my presentation with the group, and then I drove right, I'm right here in the parking lot of my driveway. So I got to rush in and get in to see Linda and get ready, prep to go take her to the surgeon. So. I'm sorry to come on and off, but
so
I wanted to at least do that.
That's okay.
Thank you. If you see, area code 619 as you're finishing the show, that's one.
Okay. Well, so it was Len's show today, and I'm at 12:20, and I was just babbling.
I
should hang in here longer?
I think if you don't mind.
Like it.
Just Yeah. Normally I would just say 15 minutes. Nobody comes on in 15 minutes, but because Len might be, you know, trying, like I said, I know he was in the hospital when he talked to me at, I think, 8 o'clock last night. Twice he called me. And I know he was
anxious.
All right,
well, I'll hang in there.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And maybe you could share some more of what you and Chuck were talking about this morning, or we look forward to just moving our programs forward. Thank you again, Barb.
All right. All right. You take care. Be careful. Tell Linda we'll be praying for her.
Oh, thanks. I was just meeting him at the door.
Right.
Oh, sweet. You have a good...
Okay.
I was working from home today, and then I have the appointment at 1:30. So, but yeah.
All right.
Well, you have a wonderful day, right, too.
Thank you so
bye-bye.
Much. Take care. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, so I'm going to just hang in here. I wonder if my friend Gary Helfenstein, if he's driving around the countryside and hearing my voice, or I should call Country Boy, another one of our friends. He is a man with super friends. I wish I could pray for him to show up on the line right now. I think I am. I know I am. So we'll wait and see if that happens. So anyway, well, I'll go back to just sharing about Joel saying that, you know, he really wanted to build a village. And so, and the drawings and the whatnot. Of course, we just did have Ron tell us about Van Taylor and TaylorMade Village. And I would say that we are going to offer every bit of all of our resources and help with that. And then maybe that'll be a TaylorMade Village powered by hope. And here's an interesting opportunity. We would like to have hope villages everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. And so if you're an individual out there listening that might have land and says, you know, hey, I'd like to have a little community here. I would like to, as the landowner, I want to offer up my land and allow tiny homes to be here and live, and I'll let them pay me rent to be able to stay on that space. And you would be able to maybe provide water and electric if you're not, don't have the ability to have that and don't have the infrastructure. Then, of course, we'd only accept in those structures that have solar and water catchment and tanks for gray and black water and whatnot. So we can help you with all the details. So if you have land and you would like to start having a revenue stream generated from that land with the least amount of interference to the land, and maybe provide you the ability to use that land differently in the future if you so choose. So for some reason, a tiny home, a movable tiny home doesn't work there and a community doesn't work, well, we can just move on. Ideally, though, we want to help you to be an integral part of the community and develop community so that there's a place for people to live, work, thrive, and leave a legacy. And so that's a lot of what the Hope Collection is all about. Is not only to do good while we're here now, but to leave a legacy and to plan ahead for future generations. And so we'll tell you about the financial duplex model in the future that Dr. Griffin shared with us. And that's what makes it all possible to be able to leave a legacy. And you have to have a plan on the front end. And no matter where you're at right now, you can start today, and we can help you with that. But again, we'll share that at another time. So back to a village. So imagine that village being just like any community that you might live in. It might be smaller. It might be on sprawling acres and acres of land. And the idea is that everybody has what they need, the size they want. You have the ability to purchase items through the relationships and memberships through the Hope Collection and Optimize My Life. We call it the e-pantry, which is an ability to be able to purchase items electronically that would be in your pantry or things that you are normally used on a recurring basis, you know, whether it's like Windex or toothpaste or it's toilet paper or pasta, food, energy drinks, area, a car, anything you buy on a regular basis anywhere, to be able to have at your fingertips, purchase those items. And we call that just-in-time purchasing, especially in a smaller structure. You don't need a warehouse full of toilet paper or paper towels, although that in these days we don't know. We might want some of that. But in smaller structures, you don't have a lot of storage space. We want to use that space as efficiently as possible. So being able to purchase things, order just-in-time deliveries like you would through Amazon or any other. We just have a plethora of shopping resources that actually would benefit you through your membership. We are coming up on 25 minutes past the hour, and we are thinking and praying for Dr. Len Cain. He is not Dr. Len Cain. We're praying for Captain Len Cain, who has been to the doctor and is all well and healthy and doing fine and just probably stuck in the system of how you get out of the of appointments these days. And so we hope that he gets to join us and tell us more about making the world a better place through the Golden Rule Society. And, you know, when we pray for things, we probably shouldn't be praying in a way that we just think that God is some magic genie, because he is not. He's with us always, and he's looking over us, and he knows the desires of our hearts, and he knows where Len is. He knows where Country Boy is. He knows where I am here on the radio. And we're so thankful for all that he provides, and to ask him to materialize something is maybe a little forward, or maybe that's the power with which we ought to be speaking to make things happen and grow. So that's my quandary these days. It's not such a bad thing to be thinking about, that's for sure. Well, let's see. I'm going to tell you about our friend Gary Helfenstein. Gary is on the radio with us most of the times. Every time I've been on here, almost, he's been on here. And Gary has a program, Ski With Me, and he is working with the ski resorts and ski shops around the countryside, talking to them about ways to help them obtain and grow multiple revenue streams through marketing initiatives. And Gary is out and about in New York at meetings today himself. And just thinking of Gary helps me to center myself and come back around to imagine if you had some land. You're the owner of land, and you would like to invite people to come out because you know that tiny homes are looking for places to be unique, places to come and hang out and live. And so you would like to invite people to do that. And then we could show you how to create that and how to promote that, to say out to the tiny house community, which there are tens of thousands of individuals living in tiny homes. I know that every day there are thousands looking for community. And a tiny home community could be one or more, well, let's say two or more tiny homes. And and speaking of that, in the state of California, Los Angeles County, if you own a home there and you own the property, you can have two accessory dwelling units on your property, two additional structures, like mother-in-law suites, granny flats, guest house, and they could be rental properties for you. So it helps Los Angeles County with the housing, affordable housing, and it also helps you because it will provide you a revenue stream, and you can allow people to bring their tiny homes that they already have, partner up with somebody that owns one, of course, they might want to stay in it, but maybe somebody owns one and they're not using it, and there you go. You can buy a used tiny home or a certified pre-owned tiny home, and we can help you with that. That way you'll know that it's going to meet the building code and meets all the appropriate things for dwelling. And we can talk with you about, you know, help you connect with those people and appraise those tiny homes. We can help you do anything that you want to do. As far as tiny homes and working and growing and additional revenue streams and helping to provide hope. Hope isn't always in money. Hope is in housing and just being in a safe, comfortable place. Hope is hope for the future, for eternity. And we're hoping that Captain Len Kane shows today. And we know he's trying. We're hoping that he's well and healthy and carries on. I can't wait for Captain Len Kane to meet my friend Shay. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be such a great opportunity for two great men to be able to speak to one another, a new young Marine and Captain Len Kane. Well, folks, it is 12:32 and some, and I am so thankful for the opportunity that we have to have the Blog Talk Radio and share and be able to broadcast all across the world, and I look forward to this being just exactly that, a worldwide platform to be able to share hope with others. And there are so many things that God is doing. So many big things that we know that they're so big, they're only God big. I mean, only God could do this. They're that big. They're incredible, and it's so neat to be in a position to be able to watch this all unfold before us. We're looking forward to being able to share all the hope for eternity with as many people as we possibly can. And with that, I'm going to say so long, and I'm going to sign off with what Gary would share is the Lord is our source.